Hare Krishna. On the sacred day associated with Vasudev Ghosh, let us try to understand his contribution to the Gaudiya tradition as well as to our life. Vasudev Ghosh, along with his two brothers, were exalted associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were all extraordinarily sweet singers, and they spread the legacy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu far and wide among the people through the medium of kirtans. Now every tradition, in order to survive and thrive, requires a philosophical foundation as well as a popular outreach. So in our tradition's case, the philosophical foundation was created largely by the Goswamis, who lived in Vrindavan and wrote books. And the popular outreach was done largely in Bengal by various devotees who, some of them wrote books about the pastime of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But primarily, they did it through singing and dancing, through kirtans. Now, along with the kirtans about the holy names, there are also bhajans. And Vasudev Ghosh himself wrote, he was known as Vasu Ghosh in short. He wrote many beautiful bhajans. And actually, the life, the devotional vibrancy of the bhakti tradition often largely came from the power of these saints who traveled the length and breadth of the country, and they sang about their love for God. And through their songs about love for God, people around them became infused by similar love for God. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glory and divinity was similarly propagated, and Sri Krishna's bhakti was propagated by many of the bhakti saints in our tradition through their songs. So prominent among these saints who wrote songs and bhajans were Narottamdas Thakur and Bhaktivinod Thakur. But along with that, there are many others also. And one of the prominent among those is Vasudev Ghosh. So he has written many bhajans. Two of the most prominent among his bhajans, which are like his legacy, which will continue on nourishing devotees of the Gaudiya tradition for a long, long time to come. Two of them are Yadi Gaur Na Hoite Tabe Ke Hoite. So if Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not appeared, how in the world could we have known the supreme sweetness and sublimity of the pure devotion of Srimati Radharani for Krishna? So he, in this one song, encapsulates the essential uniqueness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message and mission. There are many Yuga avatars, and in every Yuga, Yuga avatar comes to propagate the Yuga Dharma. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sharing of the Harinam Sankirtan is his propagation of Yuga Dharma, and that is extremely important, indispensable for the souls of that Yuga. But even more special and rare is that although one Yuga avatar comes in every Yuga Dharma, but only once in a day of Brahma does Krishna come and then Lord Chaitanya come. So the uniqueness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descent is that Krishna himself wanting to taste and then to distribute the supreme sweetness of the love of Srimati Radharani for Krishna. So that essential mood and mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is encapsulated by Vasudev Ghosh in this song. And that's what reveals to us how close his heart was to Lord Chaitanya and how close he was to the heart of Lord Chaitanya, that he was able to and convey such an intimate truth in such a sweet and revealing poetic form for generation upon generation of devotees to relish. And another one of his songs, one of the most popular lines that devotees often sing is Jai Gaura Sei Krishna Sei Jagannath. In this song, in this simple phrase, he conveys the simultaneous oneness and difference of the various forms of God. So Krishna has manifested as Jagannath and also as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing in the Kirtan in front of Jagannath Puri. He is actually in the mood of Radharani, who is in separation from Krishna. And Jagannath, whose cart is being driven, he is Krishna in the agony and the ecstasy of separation from Radharani. So there is Krishna in Radharani's mood of separation from Krishna. There is Krishna as Jagannath, who is Radharani, who is Krishna in the mood of separation from Radharani. And then there is Krishna himself, who is present as the holy name. And all these three are three distinct, but at the same time they are one. This is the inconceivable magic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is conveyed through this song. So one of the ways in which we can relish the legacy of the great Acharyas and express our gratitude for them is by reading and accepting, meditating on their compositions. So by meditating on his songs, we can express our gratitude to Vasudeva Ghosh and seek his mercy so that we can also understand the mysterious mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, relish that mercy and share it with the world.